Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini about the story of Nadab and Avihu. And we're not going to talk about that story. We know that Nadab and Avihu do something that's terribly wrong, and a fire comes out and snuffs out their lives. And Moshe tells Aaron and Aaron's two remaining sons, Elazar and Isamar, that they shouldn't be mit'abel, but rather, v'acheichem kol beit Yisrael yivku es hasreifa shesaref Hashem. All of Bnei Yisrael will take their place and mourn for Nadab and Avihu. And it says, yivku es hasreifa. They will cry, they will shed tears for the sreifa. When the Vilna Gaon was niftar, the Chayi Adam, who was related by marriage to the Vilna Gaon, was master of the Vilna Gaon. And he quoted the following. The Gemara Masechet Brachos says that if a person in his dream sees a kedera, sees a pot, then he should look forward towards shalom. So the Vilna Gaon asked, what does a pot have to do with shalom? And the Vilna Gaon responded, imagine if you have a fire and a pot of boiling water. If the pot wouldn't be there and you just had the fire and the water, what would happen? The water would put out the fire. It would extinguish the fire. So what allows the fire and the water to coexist? The pot. The pot brings shalom between the fire and the water. And therefore, said the Vilna Gaon, if you have, the Gemara says that if you see a pot, a kedera in a dream, you can look forward towards shalom. The Chayyadah added that it's true that the pot brings shalom between the fire and the water, but sometimes the water brings shalom between the fire and the pot. Because we all know that when we forgot to keep an eye on the pot, and we started out with liquid in the pot, and we forgot to shut off the fire in time, when the liquid boils out, what happens to the pot? Pot gets burnt, can even get destroyed, depending how long it's like that. So the water also can create shalom between the fire and the pot. The fire is a very destructive force. But when there is the water, right, it can be very constructive. Minus the water, and it's destructive. Says the Chayyadam, that ain't mayim ala Torah. Torah is nimshal kamayim. And mayim, meaning Torah, is something that stands in the way that protects us from some of the great kitrugim, great accusations that exist in Shamayim. There are times that Kodesh Baruch Hu has tainos, has complaints against Bnei Yisrael. But the water works as a barrier to protect us from the destructive acts of the fire, of the kitrug, of the accusations of the Ribono Shel Olam. But if that fire is no, if that water has disappeared, then we need to be concerned, very concerned. Because under those circumstances, the fire can come along and just act destructively and burn everything in its path. So the Chayyadam, when the Vilna Gaon was alive, so he had that protection of the Mayim. But now that the Vilna Gaon has passed away, we don't have that protection. So what's going to take its place? It's going to take its place. We can't reach the Madrega of Torah of the Vilna Gaon. But what can take its place, is the tears that Bnei Yisrael will shed. And that's what's meant, B'chol Beis Yisrael, B'acheichem kol Beis Yisrael, Yivkos Asreifa Shesaref Hashem. That when we lost the Torah of Nadav and Avihu, and then when we lost the Torah of the Vilna Gaon, it's the tears that Bnei Yisrael shed that can take the place of the missing Torah. And the Chayyadim quoted from the vidui of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who wrote, Vikavadim otai gachalei chatatai, that my tears that I will shed will extinguish the coals of my chatayim. And that is the power of the tears. Unfortunately, there are people who don't quite understand the power of Mayim, the power of Torah, to protect us from the kitrug, from the accusations that could exist against us in Shemayim. At the end of last week, the Israeli Supreme Court, in their amazing wisdom, announced that beginning tonight at midnight, beginning April 1st, the government has to cut off kemat, not quite everything, but most funding for the Olam HaYeshivos. They can't fund the Olam HaYeshivos. And it reminded me of a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Truma. The Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ilu hayu ha'umos yodim mehaya ha'mishkan v'ha'mikdash yafin lahem. The nations of the world understood how much goodness the Beis HaMikdash brought into this world for everyone. Not only when did they destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but ba'olios v'kistroyos ayumakifanos on the Shamra, they would put up huge number of soldiers to guard the Beis HaMikdash, that no one should chas v'shalom harm it. But the Umas Olam didn't understand how much goodness the Beis HaMikdash brought to everyone. Nabach, they went ahead and they destroyed it. So yes, Am Yisrael suffered, but they suffered as well. It's because they didn't understand, they didn't have the wisdom to understand its importance. And in a similar way, if the powers that be in this country understood how much zchuyot are brought to Eretz Yisrael, brought to the people of Eretz Yisrael, because of the Limud HaTorah that's here, I would say not only wouldn't they cut off the budgets, they would probably double and triple the budgets to make sure that the protection of Torah continues to exist. Imagine on a simpler level. There's a gentleman living somewhere in Chutz Laretz. He's a very successful business person. He's Jewish. He's not Shomer Shabbos. He's not Shomer Kashrus. He doesn't daven. But for some reason he decides to support the local yeshivos in his community. And Baruch Shem, he's doing well in business. And he gives millions of dollars every year to the yeshivas in his community. And then one day he decides to cut it all off. So, I don't run what goes on in Shemayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu does that. But what do you think is going to happen? Now that he cut off all the funding for the yeshivas that he supported, all the tzedakah that he gave, so now he's going to do better in business? Now he's going to end up with more money? Or now he lost his zchuyos, and he should be very concerned what will happen. The powers that be in this country decided to cut off some of the major, not all, but some of the major zchuyot that they had. And we're living at a time where we don't need less zchuyot. We're living in a time when we need so many more zchuyot in Shemayim. Of all the times, it's never a good time, but of all the times that you were to cut down on your zchuyot, this would be the worst possible time to choose. Let's hope that Be'ezus Hashem, the little seichel returns, they understand the importance of Limud HaTorah, how much it contributes to the entire country, to everybody here in Eretz Yisrael. Because the alternative, Rachman al-Litzlan, could be V'acheichom k'chol Be'is Yisrael Yisufu Asasreifa. Okay, we'll say Perek Tehillim.
One second.
Mizmor LeDavid. He said, "Lamenatzeach LeDavid." Mizmor LeDavid.
Yeah.
You in Samach Gimel?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start again. Take two. Mizmor LeDavid. Biyosav beMidbar Yehuda. Elohim Eliata Ashachareka. Tzame lecha nafshi. Kama lecha visari. Be'eretz tiyah v'yayeg b'limayim. Kein ba'kodesh chazisicha liros uzchor uchvodecha. Kitov chastecha meichayim svasay shabchuncha. Kena vorechecha v'chayoi b'shimcha asar chapoi. Kmo chele vodesh en tizba nafshi v'sefsei rinonos yahalal pi. Im zechartiha al yitzuoi v'ashmuros ehege bach ki ayisa ezra sali uvitzel kenofecha aranein. Dovka nafshi acharecha bi tamcha yiminecha. Nahima lishoa yivakshu nafshi yavo besachtios haaret. Yagiru al yedei chorev minos shalim shalim yiyu. Ramelech yismach b'Elohim yisalel kol hanishval bo ki yisachar pidov rei shoker. Perek ayin tes. Mizmor liyosaf, Elohim bo gayim benach lasecha, timu es eichal kodshecha, samu es yushalayim liyim, nasnu es nivlas avadecha, ma'achol liyaluf hashamayim, besar chasidach lechay so oretz. Shavchu kamayim, damam kamayim, svivos yushalayim, ve'ein kover.